Hello, I'm Wayne Lamb, and I'm excited to sponsor the next few minutes for local pastors to share with you the Word of God. And let's go the distance in Christ.
I'll go the distance. I will not compromise. Pressing on to win the prize. In Christ Jesus, I'll go the distance.
This is John Church with Go the Distance. People are incredibly confused when they meet someone whose joy doesn't make sense. It totally disarms them when they see you carry a heavy burden without falling beneath its weight or falling for the lie that life should be fair and people shouldn't have to suffer. I know how hard it is to live with something that lasts too long, but perhaps God has allowed it in your life because He loves the world and the world needs to see Jesus. See, oftentimes He shines the brightest in our lives when our lives are darkest. When He changes our minds and hearts, He can also change the world. The world needs hope, and they need to know that life has meaning and purpose. So in your weakness, God's strength is actually made perfect. And that's what Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 12. But he said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me." If God hasn't changed your circumstances, look beyond it so you can see a world who needs to know that the God who holds you together. This is John Church, pastor of Katy Park Baptist Church, reminding you today to go the distance in Christ.